WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. It's your boy Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Res High Daily. 5 Min Mindset Moves. Now, I'm talking about relationships today. And trust me, this isn't just some mushy-gushy stuff about lovebirds. This is about building stronger connections with everyone in your life, your friends, family, even the quirky barrister who always makes your latte extra foamy. Because let's be real, strong relationships are the secret sauce to a happier, more fulfilling life. And today, we're diving into something super powerful. Emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you just can't seem to get on the same wavelength as someone? Like there's this invisible wall between you? Yeah, well, that's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's like your superpower for understanding and managing your own emotions and the emotions of others. So, how do we unlock this superpower? Here are 5 game-changing moves to level up your emotional intelligence and build stronger connections. First things first, awareness. This is all about checking in with yourself. What are you feeling right now? And not just the basic happy or sad, but the nitty-gritty details. Are you anxious? Frustrated? Excited? The more aware you are of your own emotional landscape, the better equipped you are to navigate tricky situations and communicate effectively. Next up, self-regulation. Think of this as your emotional brakes. We all have those moments when we feel like exploding, right? But self-regulation is about finding healthy ways to manage those intense emotions before they take over. Take a deep breath, count to 10, go for a walk, whatever works for you. It's about staying cool under pressure and responding thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Now, let's talk about empathy. This is where the magic happens with other people. Empathy means stepping into someone else's shoes and genuinely trying to understand their perspective, even if it's different from yours. It's about listening actively, asking questions, and validating their feelings. Remember that time you were feeling totally down and a friend just got you? That was empathy in action. Communication, my friends, is the lifeblood of any relationship. And emotional intelligence takes communication to another level. It's not just about saying what you mean, it's about saying it in a way that is clear, respectful, and compassionate. Think before you speak, choose your words wisely, and be open to hearing what the other person has to say. Finally, relationship management. This is where all the pieces come together. It's about building strong, healthy relationships based on trust, respect, and understanding. It means being a good listener, offering support when needed, and celebrating each other's successes. Imagine this. You're having a disagreement with your partner. Instead of getting defensive or lashing out, you take a deep breath, acknowledge their feelings, and try to understand their perspective. You communicate openly and honestly, finding a solution that works for both of you. That's emotional intelligence in action. You see, it's not just about avoiding conflict, it's about navigating it with grace and understanding. And that's what creates truly meaningful connections. So, how can you start practicing these moves today? Remember that friend who always seems to know exactly what you're going through? Well, maybe they have a high emotional intelligence. Take some time this week to reflect on your own interactions. Are you actively listening? Are you managing your emotions effectively? And are you making an effort to understand the perspectives of others? Remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and watch your relationships blossom. You got this, friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Res High Daily and share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little emotional intelligence boost. See you tomorrow for another dose of mindset magic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.